Have you ever moved abroad and then feeling trapped, exhausted and lonely, possibly with children in tow? I hear you. Welcome to my podcast, Mums Between Worlds. Here we will explore how to get out of that slump, find our new way, and join a community of mums who love sharing how they overcame their challenges when moving abroad, their wins and successes. Plus, I'll give out free tips on creating the perfect boosting environment through the psychology of interior color. If this interests you, get in touch with me or connect with me on Instagram. I can't wait to have you with us in the next episode. Welcome to Mums Between Worlds, your expert, color expert, Carola. Hey, herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Mums Between Worlds. I'm so glad you came by. I'm Carola. I'm a mom, an interior architect, and I'm crazily fascinated by the worlds we experience. We're in such a globally accessible world right now. We moms are often pulled along when accessible actually means packing bags, even entire homes, and moving to new places, meaning foreign places. New countries, new cultures, new languages, throw in the partners, kids and pets, and the package is complete. A complete emotional roller coaster, carrying us through and from thrilling excitement to disappointment, exhaustion, and even mourning. We experience many forms of losses. We live through it. We push through or pull ourselves out of it, often alone in the background, somehow making it work. Often clueless, but hey, never giving up. My own journey abroad already started when I was only 16. Finishing school and uni in a foreign country by myself was basically the door opener to a world with a vast horizon to explore. 5 countries I've lived in, studied, worked, had children, and was very fortunate to meet incredible human beings, and making new friends has been a massive blessing. The good and the bad experience have fully enriched the person I was and I have now become. May it never end. The life is and was full of curiosity. I was always off to the next, but mind you, there were days I felt lost. There were expectations and behavior and communication that I was brought up with or had adapted during my young life that were not always met with the same sympathies, thoughts or understanding. But I laugh when I think back and see myself in complete disbelief, baffled sometimes at reactions or turnouts I would have never taken into account or even imagined being possible. Hey, talk about misunderstanding. The first and most intriguing example of miscommunication I came across was actually in my own country, believe it or not. You might remember or have heard of the famous wall. The wall. The wall that came down in Berlin in 1998. Well, a real phenomenon came to light when West and East Germany reunited. Both East and West, on both sides, we spoke German. Yet, over the 40 years of separation, the language and its meaning had completely changed. That was such a strange experience. Here were people moving from west to east and east to west, each trying to make a new living, building new businesses, finding spouses, starting families, only then to realize that both parts spoke the same language but of different values in life. These opposite expectations then turn into real hardships, sometimes, or sadly, ending in separations. When these hardships, those disappointments or exhaustions from the foreign turn into barriers in our life, they become emotional, mental struggles and strain our physical health, the family life and the career suffers. But you know, that's when we are so fortunate to being able to change the environment we are currently in. We can recreate an environment that's the space that we spend the most time in, either home or in the office, into a space that meets entirely our emotional and mental needs. All of us, from childhood on, we are all individually programmed by earlier memories. But did you know, since we are all 80% sight-driven, that memories are attached to color, and the color in return is attached to a psychological reaction? Yep. That means we can literally determine our behavior and communication according to the color we are surrounded by. Think shopping behavior. Your own shopping behavior. How we are manipulated into shopping through color in stores, even by light and music. Okay, I better stop right here. This is so fascinating, but that's for another talk. So when using color, applying specific colors into my surrounding, my family's life has had an immense impact on our journey. It was one of the best supporting methods for my children to be at ease with adjustments while staying curious and simply being emotionally healthy kids or simply being happy stinkers. By the way, talk about getting your teen out of a funk. If you happen to have one, there's even a color for our unreachable teenagers, so you can reconnect with them. Moving abroad, and I'm sure most of you will agree, planting our roots is a very complex adventure. It's almost as if we have to start each life from scratch again. Learning to walk new paths, learning and applying a new language, discovering new forms of humors and sadnesses. It's a discovery of humanity in others as much as it is a newly discovered humanity in ourselves. And I can't wait to hear your journey and all of you who are to share theirs. Join me in my next episode when I will be talking to Daniela, a menopause healing coach who moved from Germany to the US. It will be fascinating to hear how she managed to pull off the move with her husband, kids, and dog, and her business. I hope you like or even recognize yourself in these experiences and will come back for the next episode. Thank you for listening and I'll see you soon. Auf Wiedersehen! Wow, isn't it amazing how we can all connect and relate? Thanks for listening to Mums Between Worlds. I hope this podcast brought you new ideas or even a new kind of peace to move forward in your journey. And if you want to boost your emotional health through color in your home or office and be certain in picking the right color, send me a DM or follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I can't wait to have you with us in the next episode.